Hello, everyone, and happy holidays. This is Angel Life Makeover, and this is Andrea Dumbecki. At this special time of year, I do feel lots of angels with us, so I wanted to do a special podcast on the angels of Christmas and connecting with that beautiful, holy, angelic energy that is available to us right now. The veil is thin, the angels are singing, and I wanted to get on and share what I was feeling and do some angel channeling for everybody. So we are connecting with the angels of Christmas. I do see different types of angels. I see pink Christ-like angels bringing peace on earth, bringing the energy of the Holy Spirit, bringing higher consciousness to earth. I see the golden angels bringing Christly abundance, higher consciousness, nourishment, and just this beautiful feeling of evolution, harmony, unity in the universe. I also feel Christmas angels dressed in kind of Santa Claus Christmas outfits, just bringing Christmas joy. And we also feel the cherubs with us. We are connecting with the beautiful angels of Christmas today on Christmas Eve. And I want to just bring in the angels to bring some healing energy for us. Bring in gratitude, forgiveness, faith, hope, spiritual strength. And as we just start to connect with all these beautiful angels of Christmas, we want to start to open our mind, open our hearts to their holy presence and their teachings of inner peace and faith. As we rise our consciousness and become one with these angels, we release the ego and the human sense of self. That's the part of us that's stuck in struggle, separation, human fears and burdens. The part of us that is traumatized by our past or afraid of our future. We are letting go of all that, connecting with the powerful energy of our spirit, and working with these angels to raise our consciousness. Let's start to hear these angels sing and feel these angels with us. You can open your hands and imagine you are holding their hand. We want to let go of our mind. We want to open our heart. We want to just start to feel these holy angels with us. Feel their divine presence. They are always with us. We just have to plug into their channel. As we connect with these angels, we share prayers of peace on earth for everybody. We're sending prayers of peace on earth to the entire planet, praying for all people. Now we're working with these angels also to just pray for our families and everyone we know, bringing holy blessings. The angels have amazing healing downloads for us today and messages about evolution. As we connect with these angels and feel their holy presence, I want you to just open your heart to the shifting that they would like to share with you. We want to open our heart. We want to connect our heart with heaven and earth. We want to be present. We want to open our heart to feel new levels of happiness, forgiveness, inner peace, God connection. We want to feel the presence of our angels. Remember when we're in fear or trauma, and the world has been in that on and off for a couple of years now, we get disconnected from that love, disconnected from that sense of being one with the mind of God, being safe in the universe. We get into stress, fear, separation. So we want to just kind of release all the traumas, all the stress from the past few years, and anything that you have been personally facing. We want to just kind of bring angel healing to that, and lots of hugs for any personal challenges that you have been facing. Any burdens that you have, maybe you have secret burdens and secret fears that you're ashamed of that you won't even receive help for. We want to bring angel healing to that. And as we wrap up this year, we want to just do lots of healing, lots of love, lots of processing to just help us to bring peace into the new year, to clean our slate, to forgive ourselves, to forgive the world, to release our sufferings, to release our burdens, and hear the healing message of the angels. And their message is always, Emmanuel, God is with us. God is light, God is peace, God is ultimate protection. Archangel Michael comes through to help us to truly understand beyond words what union with God is, what oneness is, what rising our consciousness beyond duality is. And now we're going to journey with these angels far above the earth to the infinite heavenly realms. And we're going to bring that medicine down to earth and anchor that into earth. So as we fly up, we want to see these beautiful starry skies with aurora borealis. Maybe you're going over beautiful wintry scenes. And we're connecting with the song of these angels, the consciousness of these angels, as they help us to renew our strength, to be anchored in faith, anchored in light, and to be beacons of light on earth. As we open the way for this beautiful light to pour into our consciousness and the consciousness of earth, let's just sit together and allow the angels to share their beautiful healing energy with us. Open your hands, open your heart, release your minds and all distractions as we call in these beautiful holy angels, the angels of Christmas, the white light angels of Christ, the golden angels, the miraculous angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, Archangel Michael, Archangel Ariel, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Gabriel. I'm seeing visions of trumpets and the holy angel chorus. And they are always celebrating the truth that you are loved, that you are safe in the universe, that God is good and God fills all space. As we connect to these beautiful healing angels of Christmas, I want you to just open your hands and heart to the miracles that they share for you. Deep within your soul, release all of your burdens, all of your secret fears. Give this up to the angels. All of the things that are hard for you to face and accept, the fears you have about the future. Tell your angels all of these things and know that they are helping you to walk confidently forward, embodying faith, divine will, releasing what we expect life to be and just helping us to accept how it is. We are completely accepting the present moment for how it is, and we are knowing that we bloom beautiful energy wherever we are planted. We are planting the seeds of hope. We are planting the seeds of courage. We are planting the seeds of perseverance. The angels are singing over the earth and sharing their beautiful consciousness with you. Their messages for right now are inner strength, growing in faith, understanding your spiritual identity. This is an enigma to many of us. We don't truly understand the nature of our soul, the infinite, eternal nature of our true self, and the powerful connection that we have to the universe, to God, to our angels, and the infinite light that is available to us. We're going to expand our energy out to connect with our eternal soul, the true strength of us. I see this like a mountain of energy, our true powerful spirit. We are not small. We are not powerless. We are not limited. We are powerful spirits. Archangel Ariel's coming through with her lion-like energy and just reminding us of how powerful and strong we are, that we can overcome our challenges, that we can create good things in our life, and that God is always communicating with us. So I want to open our intuition now for the holidays. Open up that intuition as we work with the energies today as the veil is lifted. Many of us face problems in our life because we get blocked from our intuitive guidance, right? We can hear our intuitive guidance all the time, but with certain things in our life, maybe we can't hear. So we want to open up that listening to really listen to God, really listen to the angels about anything that we are facing in our life, and just really knowing that we are worthy of solutions, that we are worthy of help. And I want you to just offer up anything that you're facing right now. Maybe you're trying really hard to find solutions and you're looping in the stress and you're desperate for answers, you're desperate for healing. I want you to just offer up anything like that that you're facing to your angels right now, and know that you live in the eternal now and that you can be patient and strong within the process of life. Patience is really needed right now, patience and faith, because things are happening in divine timing. But we want to also work with the core belief systems that we are always safe throughout change, throughout our challenges. So as we feel these angels around us, their major message for us is that we are not alone. We are not alone. And if you can't feel the presence of a higher power, they say to try harder. How do we do that? Maybe spend extra time praying, extra time trying to connect with your angels. Maybe take a long walk and listen to your angels. Maybe go to a holy place such as a church, a chapel, a forest, somewhere where there is less human distraction, somewhere where we can connect with our inner self, connect with the higher power in an easier way. I found certain parks were like that for me, and then I started to find certain chapels and prayer rooms that felt very holy to me. Also, sometimes listening to a lot of things, a lot of meditations, or, you know, watching holy things helps us. So they're saying to, if you can't connect, if you feel like it's hard to connect, they're saying try a little harder, take a little more time to do that, to be quiet. Sometimes I find lighting a candle and really making a holy atmosphere for connection helps, like scheduling an hour of prayer. Maybe it's prayer, journaling, and spiritual reading. I find that always helps if I take a complete hour out of my day to do that, especially if I feel like I'm really stuck in fear. So I'm sending lots and lots of prayers to you and your family this holiday season. And I'm just going to do a little bit more meditating with all of us with these beautiful angels of Christmas, the golden angels, the white light angels, the Christ-like angels. And I want you to sense each of these angels and connect with them. So we're going to call in the golden angels right now and just notice how they feel to you, what they look like, if they have any messages for you. Maybe we want to go to their realm, their heavenly realm, their golden realm now. And just imagine that you are instantly transported there and these angels are singing to you and they are healing your soul and bringing in higher ideas, bringing in higher consciousness and really teaching you their lessons of miracles, of faith, bringing in the healing energy that they share with their golden frequencies, feeling these golden frequencies wrapping around you, releasing human stress, releasing all suffering, all limitation, and helping you to shift your consciousness. Next, we are connecting with these beautiful white Christ-like angels. I see these angels as very tall, very peaceful, harmonious angels that kind of just look at you and share a higher consciousness with you. They speak very telepathically and they just kind of lift us up into their consciousness. They work a lot with the third eye, a lot with purifying the mind and just helping us to remember who we really are and our true identity, the infinite nature of our soul, of our relationship with God, and just releasing all the programming that has caused suffering. That could be programming from our lineage, programming from our past, programming from the world. Just purifying all that and returning to innocent faith. And also awakening our ability to deeply listen, deeply journey, deeply travel to the higher realms and get guidance from God and the angels and truly feel connected, right? When we get pulled into fear, we feel disconnected. So we want to just look at that in slow motion, how we get disconnected versus when we're really connected and we feel completely safe within the process of our lives. Sending lots and lots of healing for you as the angels hold you in their holy presence. Feel them wrap their wings around you, helping you to feel that beautiful sense of comfort and safety. They remind us that we are works in progress. Our faith is a work in progress. Our ability to feel safe and empowered in the universe is a work in progress. And they remind us to know thyself, know your triggers, know where you're afraid, know where you feel insecure, and pour love and faith into these areas of your consciousness. All right, so as we work with the angels, they're helping us to balance our aura, balance our chakras, and really help us to connect with the sacredness of this night. The veil is thin on Christmas Eve. It's a very holy night. And so we just want to take advantage of that. We want to open the veil completely, feeling the presence of our angels. And we want to make wishes, right? Because this is a miracle consciousness that is pouring to the earth right now, and that this is a time where we can make wishes, and that could be wishes for healing, wishes for manifestation, wishes for peace within your life, within the planet. And so let's take advantage of that together and just make some wishes for ourselves, for our families, for all of life, for the entire planet, right? We're just doing that together as we connect with these beautiful holy angels of Christmas. Thank you all for listening. I'm sharing lots and lots of prayers with you. And I encourage you to connect with the angels of Christmas. See which angels are connecting with you. There's so many different angels that are with us right now. You can meditate with these angels. You can journal with these angels. And most of all, open your heart and spend time with these angels. They love to share their healing consciousness with you. And remember, they do respect your free will. So it's really great to set that clear intention. Angels of Christmas, I invite you into my life. Help me to boost my faith. Help me to feel your holy energies and give me any general messages that you have for me. I'm also open to your beautiful healing consciousness and energy healing. Thank you, angels, and happy holiday to you and your family wherever you are. I just moved to South Dakota and I've had a little bit of a rough ride, but I'm hanging in there and I'm looking forward to connect with each and every one of you. Please feel free to join my Facebook group, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. I'm also on TikTok under Andrea Dumbecki, and you can also visit my website, angelfairyhealing.com, for classes and sessions. I'm also on YouTube and Instagram. It's great to connect with all of you, and have happy holiday season.